So you mind the voice you listen to. Words are not just empty. Words form life. So any words you don't want to do, don't listen to. Whatever you give your ears to, you give your life to. You get that?
Yes, sir.
So if you are here, it is because we trust God in our life. So we thank you for trusting us. Amen.
Amen.
You are shocked I said that. Thank you for trusting us. And I'm praying to God that we will not disappoint this trust.
Amen.
Your amen is very bad now.
Amen.
Say a better amen, please.
Amen.
Because the meaning of your amen is that you are saying we will not fail God. That's the meaning of your amen. So I celebrate God for the trust, because this is the second time I'll be standing on this pulpit. So it's a serious thing. Hallelujah.
Amen.
When they gave me the invitation, I was looking unto God. I said, God, help me. May I not disappoint the people that are coming.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
And I want to celebrate God in the life of my father, our father, Prophet Oluwole Alo. Hallelujah. Amen. He's a man that came at the time we needed a prophet to look up to in the CNS Church. I've been under many people, and many of them, thank God for grace, they will have injured me. Because one thing about gift is this, that gift is always very noisy, but fruit is quiet. You see, when you study the book of Exodus, the Bible spoke about a, forgive me, how many hours did you give me? Don't worry, I won't fail you. Amen.
Amen.
Microphone in the hands of a preacher is a temptation. Now, you see, when you study the book of Exodus, when the Bible was describing the garment of Aaron, when it came to the ephod of blue, it said, put a pomegranate and a bell. A pomegranate and a bell. A pomegranate and a bell. Now, whenever he is going, you hear the sound of what? The bell. Bang down, bang down, bang down. That is gift. The pomegranate is the fruit. Pomegranate will not make noise. But when you go anywhere, you hear bang down, bang down. That is why, amen.
Amen.
And whenever you hear a sound, it is natural to respond to sound. Did you get that?
Yes, sir.
It is what? So it is natural to respond to, and so it is the things of the spirit. You see, people naturally respond to gifts of the spirit. Are you with me?
Yes, sir.
They respond to what? Gift of the spirit. And that is why in the church of God today, we normally push men with gifts to the front and men with fruit to the back. Please, how many of you understand what I'm saying now?
Yes,
amen.
Amen.
So when a man can come and say, oh no, good in ye godo, Adi Gadama. In na no de de no segedi yagada mako kunibe yo do no moswa le gada badi. You say that man has it. His ringing tone is thick. You understand what I'm saying now? Let's put him in the front. Are you with me? And there is one man in the church that doesn't beat his wife. He is truthful to the core. He is a man of integrity. In fact, a man that God can trust. You will never hear the voice of that man in the church. Amen.
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 Are you with me?
Yes, sir.
So you see, that's the issue. So when you have gifts, everybody wants to be your father. So I've met different kinds of prophets. I know them very well. And whenever I see their species are manifesting, I know. Amen. Omejo, lomejo. Omeye, lomeye. Omeye, lomeye. Omeye. Permit me, those of you that don't understand Yoruba language. Now, what I'm trying to say is that snake will always beget snake. Bird will beget bird. Human being will beget human being. It is absurd, against the law of pattern, against the law of kind, for a human being to give birth to a lizard. When you see that one, we call it abnormal. In Yoruba language, we call it Iseliabame. So when I see their seeds, sir, and they begin to manifest, I know where they come from. And you know something? It's unfortunate that even many of you here want to look like them. So I bless God for Daddy Alon, because it came at a time when we needed, you know, the father, my father in faith, evangelist MFID, that brought me up, is an evangelist, a teacher of the word. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. But you see, me, I'm a prophet. So I needed a prophet that can help me. So at that point, that was when God brought Daddy Alon. Because he was already in the Pentecostal, whatever. Then God just told him, I believe God brought him back because of me. And many others too. Hallelujah. Amen. We met at Ikare. That was 2012. That was 2012. You know, I gave a prophecy. I never knew that an older prophet was probing into the prophecy I was giving. You see, sometimes you think you are manifesting, you don't know that you are exposing yourself. So as I was giving the prophecy, he sat down and he brought out his spiritual antenna to see and say, God, who is this boy? And eventually he was able to sing to it that this young man is genuine. And from that day, hallelujah, with the permission of my father in faith, he adopted me and began to watch over my life. So Daddy will celebrate you. Please help me celebrate this man of God. Help me celebrate. Amen. And I also celebrate our friend, our brother. Amen. Pastor, oh, you call on it, oh, God bless you. I celebrate your humility. Hallelujah. How many of us are ready to receive from God now? Not from me, oh. I told him the day he gave me the topic. I said, I hope this topic is not too big for we boys. Amen. I want us to sing a song. Noah, you won't play that one we do. Don't cause trouble here. Just put your hands on the keyboard, that's all. Close your eyes, everybody. I want you to sing it concentrating, because you may be tempted to look here and there when your eyes is open. Close your eyes, everybody. I want us to sing that song from our hearts to God. When I say I miss your mabo, you answer me, miss your mabo, huh? I miss your mabo. I miss your mabo. I want to sing it. God will change the atmosphere and then we're going to the teaching. Thank you. You are here already. You may see your aroma, boy. Thank you. Give expression to the bubbling of the inside of you. You are ever the same. That is why that song says, Akbara Kana, the same you that came upon the apostle, it is the same you that is here. We can see you, and we know that you are here. Your manifestation cannot be denied. Thank you, Spirit of God. Thank you. Hallelujah. If we begin to give expression, we will not live here. Because I can see honestly, the atmosphere is seriously charged. Amen. Well, our dear man of God has given me a very serious task. To speak about the prophetic ministry from the New Testament perspective. Amen. So we need to understand a lot of things here, and I'm going to do a very quick walk, because like I used to do. Amen. I'm having a crusade today and I'm the host. Hallelujah. My father is the chief host. I'm the host, and by the grace of God I will be there. I will make it down to Orinle today. I would have loved to stay till tomorrow so that I worship with you tomorrow, but I know God will bring that opportunity. So let's go into business. We are talking about the prophetic ministry from the New Testament perspective. You see, there are a lot of things that we assume we know, but we don't know them. Amen. One of it is the New Testament. If I should ask you now, what is the New Testament? Some of you will tell me it is Matthew, Mark, Luke, and what? John. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Because if you don't understand what the New Testament is, then you won't understand the prophetic ministry from that perspective. Amen.
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 And I want to say this to you, that I was really blessed by the ministration of our dear brother, Pastor and Prophet Cherub Obadari. I don't even know which one to call you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Now, you see, when we talk about a New Testament prophet, now, I told you last year, if you are here, amen, that when we talk about the old and the new, we are talking about the Old Testament, according to the scripture, is considered to be the shadow. How many of you agree with me?
Yes,
Hebrews chapter 10, let's quickly see that. So I'm going to pick it from that place because of time. Hebrews chapter 10, when you read verse 1, amen. When you read verse 1 of Hebrews chapter 10, I know it's on the screen. The Bible says, for the law, having the shadows of good things to come, and not the image of what? Of the things. having the shadow of the things to come and not the image. So the Old Testament is considered to be what? The shadow. But the truth is this: you cannot have a shadow except something is casting the shadow. Do you get that? Amen. 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 So let me ask you this question. Between the shadow and what is casting the shadow, which one first exists? What is what? So if the old is the shadow, then it means the new existed before the old. Amen. So it is the new that is actually casting the shadow of the old. You get that now? Amen. Amen now.
Amen.
So when we're talking about the prophetic ministry in the New Testament perspective, then we are talking about a prophetic ministry that is not a ministry under the type, shadow, and pattern. We are talking about a ministry that is under, are you with me now, the antitype and the substance. Please let me say that again. We are talking about a prophetic ministry that is under the antitype, because if you have the type, you must have the antitype. We are talking about a prophet that's under the antitype and the substance. That is why I want to say something now, so that I break down because all those big grammar, if you don't understand what is there, it is nonsense. Amen. The power of the gospel is not in the finery of your grammar. It is in the simplicity of the message to give understanding. Did you get that? So when I come here and I say, you see, I've just been to the Sanctum Sanctorum and I've touched, what is the meaning of what I've said? It is just another Greek and Aramaic gibberish. Praise God. Now you see, let me break that down. When we're talking about you are ministering under the antitype and the substance. That is why a prophet in the New Testament cannot come and say, I see seven candles. Amen?
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
If he sees seven candles, then he sees a shadow. Do you understand what I'm saying now?
Yes,
sir. He's seen what? He's seen a shadow. Under that shadow, there must be a substance.
Yes,
so God cannot show you the shadow in the New Testament without revealing the substance. So, amen.
Amen.
That was why when John, let's read Revelation chapter 4 now, so that I can explain that to you very well. Please, how many of you understand what I'm saying?
Yes,
did you get that?
Yes,
okay, so I can go on from there. Now, please, do you understand what I mean by the New Testament now?
Yes, sir.
Now, from there, we are going to pick it up, and then we are going to see some things. Because today, by the grace of God, by the time we are going to be bringing it to a close, let me have the remaining minute I have, Pastor Tony. Praise God. Otherwise, we'll be here for 4 hours, and you think it is 2 minutes. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God now.
Yeah.
Pastor Tony, it's a pity you didn't come with your car. And you know I don't have one. I will have just taken you through this part. You won't go through you. You go much. You just go through it. Really. But it's well. Praise God. Amen.
Amen.
Now let's go to Revelation chapter 4. I want to show you something there. And that will explain what I've said. Now please, do you remember what I said? Huh? That in the New Testament, God cannot show you the shadow without giving you what? The substance. Because look up. Look up, let me say something. You see, a prophet is a minister, are you with me, that gets words from God to man, or gets word from God to man. So when you get a word from God and it doesn't get back to man, are you with me now, you are not a prophet. Let me explain something there. Hallelujah. How many of you know that Nebuchadnezzar actually got a message from God? Hello? Why are you looking at me that way now? Did he get a message from God or not? Time won't permit me. We have been seeing it all those things. You know Daniel chapter 4, Daniel chapter 2 and all that. Amen. But you see, because he got a message from God, are you with me now? And he couldn't get the message to the people. Hello? Are you with me now? He is not a prophet. I will explain myself. Just give me your attention. Are you with me now?
Yes,
what he saw, he has no interpretation for it, because everything he saw was a shadow. Hello?
Yes,
he saw he saw one very huge image. The head is gold, this one is brass, this one is silver, this one is brass, one is iron, and then the iron at a point mixed with clay. Are you with me now? So he saw the whole thing, but the thing doesn't make sense. He got a message, but he couldn't get it to the people. So until Daniel, a prophet, came, are you with me now? Then Daniel told him, the gold is you. The silver is the kingdom coming after you. The brass is the symbol coming after that one. Then another kingdom will come that is an iron. Now you see, the kingdom will be partly strong and partly weak. Did you get that now? So when, are you with me now? Actually, a New Testament prophet is an interpreter of mysteries. Did you get that? An interpreter of what? Amen. My, sir, so when you call yourself a New Testament prophet, and now you come by your prophecy, you confuse us the more. Excuse me, sir, you are still living in the old. You get that now? For instance, now I say, people of God, as we are singing, Muria Wangeli made your langbara, nothing yelling. Arabe, sir, okay, sir. Thank God for the angels clapping their wings together and there is thunder. What message is he passing to the church?
Yes, sir.
Are you with me?
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Amen.
So let's go to John. Do you understand what I'm saying now?
Yes,
let's go to John chapter 4. Is anybody confused here? Is it clear enough? Now let's go to John chapter 4. And then we are going to see something here. John chapter 4, then we are going to, did I say John? I mean the person that saw the revelation. So I'm actually talking about the book of Revelation, seen by John. God bless you. Thank you for understanding me. Amen. Revelation chapter 4, let's read verse 5 quickly. The Bible says, and out of the throne proceeded lightnings and thunderings and voices, and there were seven what? Lamps, fire burning before the throne. Now you see a New Testament prophet there speaking. You see a New Testament prophet there speaking. He said, which are what? Seven spirits of God. So he is able to see the shadow and interpret it in the light of the substance. Do you understand what I'm saying now? Amen.
Amen.
Let's see one more. Chapter 5 of the book of that Revelation. Chapter 5. If you're in chapter 5, say amen.
Amen.
You see, I finished my message now. At least I'll show you. You understand how it is now. So let's share the grace. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Verse 6 now of chapter 5. Are you there?
Yes,
now I want every one of us to read together now. Amen. One, two, go, let's read. And I beheld, and lo, in the midst of the throne and of the four beasts, and in the midst of the elders, stood a lamb as the slain, having seven horns, seven eyes, which are the seven spirits of God, sent forth into all the earth. Now listen to me. If that revelation had stopped at I saw a lamb as that has been slain, having seven horns and seven eyes, and it stopped there. What message has this pastor? Amen.
Amen.
You are going to discover that we are going to be confused. Won't we be confused? The Because ordinarily, in our natural realm, a lamb must have two eyes and two horns. Choba ti enirara. Toba ma enirara. Tora gota inihu. You understand what I'm saying now? Yes. Oh, the language I use, ba, forgive me, it's my language. When you hear an Ijesha man speak, you will know it's from Ijesha. Daddy, I'm sorry. Praise God. Amen.
Amen.
So you see, but when you see a lamb having seven eyes and seven horns, won't you be confused? Amen. Now, so you see, that is the shadow. Now, what does it stand for? And he said, it is what? The seven spirit of God sent where? To all the earth. So there is no confusion there. Are you with me now? And when if we are going to go deeper into the meaning, are you with me now? The horns there stands for power. The eyes there stand for revelation. Are you with me now? So when you combine revelation and anointing, it edifies the church. Did you get that?
Yes, sir.
So you see, you can see the difference between what Moses saw on the mountain and what John is seeing in Revelation. Are you with me?
Yes,
because when Moses came down from the mountain, they only gave him a pattern of a menorah, lampstand, that has seven what? And said, put it there. The meaning of that thing, Moses didn't tell us. Did he?
No.
It was a shadow. Did you get that?
Yes,
so, Moses gave us a censer. An incense. Golden censer. Amen?
Amen.
Oh, time will fail me. I will have been showing you all this. So, take you to Exodus, then bring you back to Revelation. So you can compare and contrast yourself. Please, are you with me?
Yes, sir.
So you can't come now in the same network and say, Walora me. Waloraina. Walora me, oh. Waloraina. Baba me. Moya petrarika. Ni wa junio. Eme wibe. Mofe ono trario. And all of us are just trying to say, where can we get incense? How many of you understand what I'm saying now? Oh, please, are you with me? I know I'm going to offend a lot of people. Anyway, I'm already a controversial man. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
You must have boldness to invite me to your church. Because if I should come to your church, I will come and scatter things. Yeah. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Because people with that to arena, they will be angry as I'm talking now. And you're not to arena, said, go to me. Amen. Praise God. So Moses saw that censer and he saw the incense, but he didn't give us the meaning. How many of you have seen the difference? Then the Old Testament and what? Now listen to me. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Because many of you now, as I'm saying it now, you are looking at Moses as one horrible man. No. You see, the Old Testament prophetic ministry, they were not permitted to see beyond the shadow. We're going to get there now. By the grace of God. You see, can I say this to you? Why many people, daddy, fell into error in the prophetic ministry is that they want to see beyond the things that are permitted. Hello? They want to see beyond what? And as a result of that, they enter the realm of the familiar spirits and they begin to assess information they shouldn't assess. Amen.
Amen.
If you are with me, let me hear you say amen.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
So let's come back to what we are saying. Are you still here? Now you see, so Moses saw that one and he saw, but when God brought us back into Revelation,
to show us the sample of what a New Testament prophetic ministry should be. Are you with me now? We saw the interpretation, something beyond what Moses saw. Please do understand me. I feel as if I'm speaking above the head of some of you. Please do understand what I'm saying now. Now we see, we also saw the censer in the revelation of God, but now with an interpretation. So what was a mystery under the revelation of Moses, are you with me now, became a revelation under the prophetic ministry of John. How many of you understand?
Yes, sir.
Because, are you with me now?
Yes.
To every mystery, what we solve mystery is revelation.
Yes, sir.
So when we come to John, we saw them carrying censer. We must understand. God, are we also going to be burning incense in the New Testament? Because we must understand. Then God opened our eyes to see that actually the incense is nothing but the prayer of the saints. So if we are prayerful enough, we don't need incense. You get that now?
Yes,
you've known it now.
Yeah.
So let's finish. Amen. So you see, Moses came and God told him and said, look, there's an oil you are going to compound and nobody else must counterfeit it. That is why counterfeiting the Holy Ghost is a terrible spiritual offense.
Mm-hmm.
In the court of the spirit, the penal code for counterfeiting the Holy Ghost, are you with me now? Amen. Is a terrible sin of hellfire. You see, God told him, nobody, you don't pour it on just any flesh. It is meant to be poured on priests and kings. Poured on priests and kings. My sister, you will be following me all around though, because me, I can't stay in one place. I'm not like my dear prophet. He can stand here and talk me. I'm just being careful. You will have seen me run there and come. That's why that place where they carry my Bible, don't tell them the place. They can't keep me here. I can't stay in that place. I would just be walking on and on. Praise God. Forgive me. Amen.
Amen.
Mm. Are you with me?
Yes.
Now, he compounded the oil. And he said the oil is for the tabernacle and the ministers of the tabernacle, which is Aaron and his children. Do you know that the Levites are not anointed?
Yes,
is there in the Bible? Now, listen to me. Listen to me. Now, every item in the tabernacle was anointed. And immediately the anointing came upon them, they became separated unto God. Anybody that plays with them is playing with God. That was why when this foolish boy called Belshazzar, the son of Nebuchadnezzar, decided to go and pick the vase and drink wine with his concubine, God said, I will teach you a lesson. Amen?
Amen.
You see, a drunk man has an antidote. Ask me, what is it? Encounter. Can I say this to you? There is nothing the anointing of God cannot handle. Why the demon in this generation seems to be too stubborn is because all you celebrate is gift without the anointing. Please help me interpret that to those one that don't understand Yoruba language. What's the interpretation? Actually, you can have the gift and God can depart from the gift. Let me say this to you. Do you know that miracles can happen here and God is not here? But when miracles happen, happen. One way you are going to know that God is not there, that instead of the miracle to convict men to conversion, it will only entertain them and more engrossed in iniquity. That is why today we have large assemblies, yet there are many armed robbers in the church. Are you with me now? It is not this one that we are going to start. Entering France in our presence. No, when they spoke in tongues in God, the demons will jump out. You understand what I'm saying now? Their tongue is so thick that no devil can stand. You see, many of you don't know. You sang one song the other time. Do you know where that song came from? I will tell you. That song is from the CNS church. I will give you the full version now. It is not our fear, but that's not how it is. Amen. Let me, the fuller version. Akimosisi ori manade. Iolonu fi egbe yire. Have you ever heard it before? Eh? Have you ever heard it before? This one I'm singing. Na wa na wa ka le dodore. Ka wa ma pofo. Ku abo. Jesu ku abo. Ku abo. Jesu ku abo. Oba holo tito. That one they change and they help you change it and then you are still singing it. It comes from the CNS church. That's your origin. You see, those barbers, they don't know the Bible, sir, but they know the Holy Ghost. They were so connected that they can get some from the realm of the Spirit. Do you know that even in their time, they knew that the revival that God promised has not yet come? That was why they say, Isoji, aye, aye, mbawa, Jesu, shewaje, fuwajana, tenejoko, rehalleluya. That has his own personal song, not the one they stole from Fanny Crosby, from William Cooper, and the rest of them. You see, the first brand of assembly of men in the CNS church. And you know what? It was because men followed the trend of consecration to touch God in a special way. What is wrong with you? This thing, wait, listen to me. This thing is not about hard lips. It's not about It's not about that madness. Go and check Baba Peter, you know his song. How me wanna why you feel ma? They wanna go out. How me live in Rajeshu? Look at the way he linked the two. See message. See inspiration. See death. But you, all you have is the hard lips. And that is why your life is hard. You are singing and demon is dancing. You have a problem. Let's come back to class. Are you with me?
Yes,
oh Lord. Okay. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, who is here?
Yes, sir.
We access the key and we open the portal of that depth of inspiration. Enter into it now. In the name of Jesus.
us. Voices that when you raise your voice, it is in line with the mind of God. That will be changing things on earth. That will be opening the portal of angels. That will cause the glory of God to come. Assess it now in the name of Jesus. Listen to me. You are not just here to hear us. Amen. Man of God, when you were talking the other time, the Spirit of God spoke to me. He said, son, he said, please help me plead to them. They don't know me beyond the paper level. You don't hear that? Did you hear that? He said, they don't know me beyond what? The paper level. And I said, what is the paper level? He said, they don't know me. All they know is, take it from the page of the scripture, put it here and talk to people. He said, but the substance of my presence is not in them. He said, that is why they quote the scriptures like they quoted it in the old and nothing is happening. Abba, today you are living here a changed person. Let's come back to class. How many minutes do I have left? Do you understand what I'm saying now? So Moses said, compound the oil. God told me, compound the oil. Don't pour it on just anybody, but on those that I have called. On those that have what?
Called.
I have called. That is why. Amen.
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 Oh, if you are still with me, let me hear you say a loud amen.
Amen.
That is why. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Until you are called, you cannot be anointed. Are you with me now? Now, to every believer, there is an anointing living on the inside of you. 1 John chapter 2. Are you with me? Please, please don't let us go to that place. I beg you. Just hear me paraphrasing. The anointing on the inside of you. And that anointing helps you to detect error. That was why the Bible said you need no man to teach you. For the anointing on the inside of you teaches you all things. And you know that this anointing is true. Is on the inside of you. So when I'm here speaking and manipulating the scripture, the unction on the inside of you, the Holy Ghost is telling you that brother is not correct. That brother is not correct. How many of you have? How many? You see, our generation, something is speaking on the inside of you. No, that's not correct. That's not correct. Because the Holy Ghost is here. But you see, that is just an anointing on the inside of you. But when you are called into the office of an apostle, the oil comes on you. And when we are talking about the oil here, Moses only compounded the oil. So now, when about the Goya? Pastor Toyeko. Today you are called into ministry. Nagoya. Go and sit down, my brother. Sorry for making the man of God to kneel down. He's a general overseer, I'm a bloody church member. I'm sorry, sir. I didn't disrespect your anointing. Amen. So today we pour Goya on them, but are you with me now? The presence of God is not with them. Matoti koni license body alufin awon akede renkede ko sase. We are anointing them, but there is no authority in them. You know why? We only put Goya on them. The anointing is not there. Because Moses compounded the oil, because that was the limit of what he can see as an Old Testament prophet. But when we come into the New Testament, Jesus opened it up and said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, for he has anointed me. So it means the oil that we see is a symbol, is a shadow, a pattern, a type. The antitype is the Holy Spirit himself.
Yes,
are you with me?
Yes,
my father in faith, evangelism, my father, while I was growing, and this gift is manifest. The gift is manifest. You know, daddy Allah saw me one day while I was interpreting tongues. While I was through, daddy called me. He asked nothing more to say. He was so happy. He was praying for me and he was crying. He told me, that is here. He told me, say, I have been for a long time waiting for your generation. Daddy Mackey saw me one day and said, Lord, he said what Simon said. He said, now you have permitted your son to go in peace, for my eyes have seen. Pastor Cherub, Pastor Toyin, these fathers are looking unto us. May we not fail them.
Amen.
I'm speaking to the life of Pastor Shego Michael. I know he must be seeing me now. I'm speaking to Pastor I'm speaking to the rest of you. These fathers have prayed for the manifestation of our generation. If you go ahead and you are doing nonsense, the curse of the Lord is on you. Somebody say, that's not a New Testament prophet. I will show you. Can I hear you say amen? Paul said, I have handed him over to the devil so that he learned not to blaspheme.
Alexander, it cost me so much
time. I have handed him to you. Okay, the devil will joke with him, but. Are you with me?
Yes,
you see, one thing that we don't understand is that even in the New Testament, there is the miracle of mercy and the miracle of judgment. That was why Paul could look at that man and say, thou enemy of righteousness, how long will you desist from perverting the word? And say, the hands of the Lord is upon you. You will be blind for a season. And the Bible say instantly. Somebody say instantly.
Instantly.
Man, you will carry that anointing from this place.
Yeah.
He was covered with darkness. And it was when the governor saw it, he said, this one is authentic. And he gave his life to Jesus.
Ananias
and Sapphira. Peter looked at him and said, oh, you have planned to deceive God. The people that carried your husband, look, their feet is there. They will carry you too. And instantly, don't mess with the church. But it is not always so. That is where the spirit of Elijah will not come. You understand what I'm saying now? Say, oh, no way, leader. You are not a killer, you are a savior. Can I hear you say amen?
Amen.
But when the course of the gospel is about to be hindered, the anointing for judgment comes on even in the New Testament. I mean, if you understand what I'm saying now? Do you understand what I'm saying now? Let's come back to class. So, you see, my father in faith told, he said, the gift was manifested, and then they said, Emuasi conference, kata, ururi. And my father said, God forbid. He said, by the reason of what I have seen in the scripture, you don't need Goya. You need the laying of hands, and the anointing will come upon you, and you will function in your prophetic ministry. You don't need a rod. You don't need a certificate, and you don't need Goya. You only need a commissioning by laying of hands. And he did that for me and commissioned me into my prophetic ministry. It doesn't matter if you don't call me a prophet. It doesn't matter. By their fruits. I don't need certificate. You see, the fruit is the certificate. The result is the certificate. The unction is the certificate. Now let me ask you this. By the time I'm through with this teaching, what will you call me?
Prophetic teacher.
Huh? You are busy after road. I see all of you here. You are thinking of when you are going to go to Orebu. And you will pay for ministry. I'm saying something now that will offend a lot of people. You pay for what? Thank you. Come and take it back. Thank you. Take. You pay for ministry. What Simon the sorcerer wanted to do, and Peter looked at it and said, may you perish with your money. You think you're going to buy the gifts of God with money. So you go there, you pay 80,000. Don't answer anything. And today, ministries goes to the ends of the highest bidders. You may not like me for what I'm saying, but that's the truth. Until we return to the biblical pattern, don't expect grace in the same church. It is the truth. And let me say this to you. Are you here? Your generation will bring the correction. you want that?
Yes, sir.
Okay, which one do you prefer? Which one? Which one? Goya or the Holy Ghost? So are you seeing matter here now?
They said I have 15 minutes more.
Why her now?
Amen.
Now do you see the matter here now? So I haven't explained this to you. I haven't shown you. You see, now listen to me. Now, let me say this to you. You see, the same spirit in the prophet of old is the same spirit in the New Testament prophet. Hello? Therefore, amen, a New Testament prophet is not a cancellation of the Old Testament prophets. He is a completion of the Old Testament prophets. So you are completing them. You are what? There is a picture that God began to paint in them. Are you with me now? That God was painting the picture. They themselves don't understand it. They are just like, God, what is this our painting? He said, it is not for you to know, but for the generation that is coming. Now let's read the scriptures quickly. Pastor Chen, I wish I had time. But if God will permit me to come August, maybe we'll continue from here. That is, if God is leading him to invite me. If you don't see me coming next August, it's probably because I may not have time, or the Spirit of God is not leading to invite me, not because we fought. You are a very good friend. In fact, he has become my brother now. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. You know, I have few friends. I have very few. If you can't say what I'm saying, I can't live the life I'm living, you can't be my friend. If you still want to make a compromise with some things, you can't be my friend. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Everybody that has ever come close to me know that when I stand by something and I know it is true, I stand by it till I die. I don't compromise. You see, I would rather remain small than compromise and be damaged. It is not about fame.
Mm-hmm.
It's about being faithful. Success is not measured by the crowd that follow you. Success is measured by the level of your obedience to your given instruction.
Yes, sir.
May God have mercy on us.
Amen.
Let's see the scriptures now. Amen.
Amen.
Hey, Pastor Cherry Bro, how do we go about this? Okay, 2 Peter chapter 1, let's read verse 20 and verse 21. Then we're going to read Hebrews chapter 11, verse 40. And I'm going to tell you some things here. Amen.
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 If you are still with me, let me hear you say amen now.
Amen.
Now, let's have it here. Okay. For it. Bro, I said 20. I said 1. I said chapter 1. Not chapter 2, bro. God bless you, sir. Uh-huh. You have given us back. Thank you. Chapter 1, verse 20, not chapter 2. Uh-huh. Praise God. Knowing this first, that no prophecy of the scripture is of any private what? So it means your prophecy can be verified by others. You can't come and tell us and say, Emilio Sofumi Be. Emilio Sofumi Be. Excuse me, if other prophet in the body of Christ, are you with me now? Hello? If they fault it, you can't be correct. Please, do you understand what I'm saying? You see, not everybody is envious of your vision. But some people are just jealous for the sanity and the integrity of the body of Christ. Is of any private interpretation. Please, the next verse, brother. For the prophecy came not in the old time by the will of man. So you see, are you with me now? That's the difference between a prophet and a teacher. A teacher will prepare. A prophet will speak as the inspiration of the Holy Ghost comes on him. So it is not a prepared word
that when I got to church today, I would look at Pastor Corridine. And I will tell him, the Lord says because you don't wear white garment today, you should not minister on the pulpit. I will tell him that when I get to church. That is not prophecy. You see, prophecy is not what you have prepared. But when the Spirit of the Lord comes on you, it takes over and gives you words. Things that you don't even know. Now, let me give you something about prophecy. Prophecy is number one, first predictive. What?
Predictive.
What? How many of you remain Agabus? He came in Acts of Apostles and told them and said, the man that hold this gadu, this is what they will do to him in Jerusalem. It happened or not? Amen. And then another thing about prophecy is that it reveals the present moral decay of saints and the church. So a prophet can come into the church of God and say, hey, the Lord said there is sin in the camp. And everybody will say sin in the camp, you say yeah. The Lord said somebody in the church aborted. And the Lord is giving you this space of time to repent. Please, are you with me?
Yes, sir.
He said, if you don't repent, I'm coming back to my church and I will expose you in the presence of everybody. I will interpret that in English language. It's unfortunate that people can look into your future and say, I see this in your future, but they don't see the sin in your life. That is prophecy. Check the scripture. That is the pattern. You see, and that is the pattern that we saw in Christ. How many of you know that at the well, Jesus operated in a very terrible prophetic power at the well of Jacob? The woman said, I have no husband. He said, you have said the truth. Very wonderful woman. I like you. You are not telling lies. And the woman looked at him and said, because I know. Let me see. Time up. Huh? Come and take it. I've seen it. Come and take it back. Don't fill my Bible with papers. See, you have said the truth. You had 5 husbands. And the one you are with now is not your husband. And the woman looked at him and said, I perceive you are what? Now you see, that is the pattern. And when you get to Matthew chapter 24, you see Jesus talking to them about the future. Predictive and presently exposing the moral state. Do you get that?
Yes,
sir. That is the pattern. That is the pattern. So you see, it is not of any, not the will of man. It is not to buy the church. People do it. I've had a church where the prophet and some people with the gift of prophecy, we are fighting. And when, why are you fighting? They came up with a story and say, Baba Woli does not allow us go in trance. He just allowed this week to go in trance. They are the one going in trance, staying 7 days, 8 days. But when we want to go in trance, we say Kosaye, we must go Kosaye. Can you imagine? Because that thing has become a business thing. Are you with me now? Atuma has his part. The person that sleeps has his part. And it is not even trance, it is agbayipo. Don't bamboos us. We know this thing. I was there 7 days, 9 days. Mono we amiri. Come on, let me tell me. See, let me tell this to you. 1989, God ushered me to the prophetic. 1980 what? April 1989, Palm Sunday. And up to today, I'm still holding the mantle. And I will hold it till he returns.
Amen.
Like Baba said the other time, my father is a prophet anointed to the teeth. If he tells you you will die tomorrow, don't go and fast.
Those ones, sir, their own whatever is sharp, but because this thing is not there, the devil cheated them.
If my father had the knowledge of the word of God, they will have it today. Baba Adeboye cannot stand beside it. I tell you what I see. He has a friend, they call him Baba Oyelade Lokuku. There is no tongue that Baba cannot interpret. Speak Igbo to him, he will give you the accurate and precise interpretation. But they lack the word. There is a Baba in my time, we call him Michael Oyede. My God. Those ones are, there's one mama in my church, any one of you that has called, that mama cannot see, she's blind. But when she gives you revelation, up till now, she was the one that trained me. Babolo Ede and that mama were the one that trained me in the prophetic, because my father died in 1988. I entered the prophetic ministry in 1989. So those two people were the one that trained me in prophetic gifts, but they couldn't train me in the world. Those ones will look at you and they will speak with you in tongues. They will talk to you in tongues. They will send you an errand in tongues. They want to see the accuracy of you hearing tongues. Before we display you in the public, so they speak to you in tongues and say, go and bring this thing. You fail the test, they look at you and say, my bad genius, say, no, baby. Let's finish it before they drive me out of. Are you with me? He said, but only men of God spake as they were what? Moved. By who? By who? Now, who is at work in the New Testament prophets? So you can see it is the same spirit. You are just completing them. What they were not permitted to see under shadow, you are permitted to enter into it under substance. Did you get that now?
Yes, sir.
Are you with me?
Yes, sir.
So that is it. But you see, it is an error. Can I say this to you? From the beacon of glory, it will pain Moses. It will pain Elijah. It will pain Elisha. It will pain Daniel. When you, under a better, perfect and completed testament, when you are still seeing vision like men under shadow. How many of you understand what I'm saying? So that's why you are going to say, hey, minima, no so we be Arabi yo, no way, ni no do ni ba, so rati, woni Elisa, oso funa mani. Kono we lodo ni bato we ni ba meje. And then you see someone will come and tell you and say, mama, I saw only and suck me what you only ati yo, only ati yo, only ati yo, let me je lataharo, baba mi mama ja yo be wuro fun mi yo, mama oluwa so pe ke pe se yo a ko ke oluwa so pe ke pe se oyin ati yo ki awon eyan ko la kan gbadura fun oyin ati yo ni ko nu aye yin. You are missing it. Now the salt, what is it? Why is every sacrifice in the scripture salted? What is honor? When you see honor in the spirit. Now I've shown you the pattern. When you see the shadow in the New Testament, the substance must come. If you don't see the substance, it is not yet a message to be delivered. Finally, Pastor Tunde is looking at me. I say, man of God, it's a party. It's a party. We have another one. A woman alone. Revelation chapter 19. Our Father is coming to round it up, and I want, and you will be blessed mightily under his ministration. I know Daddy is so very happy today.
Yeah.
Seeing his children.
Yeah.
Teaching like this. Amen. How many of you are blessed under this ministration? Have you been instructed? Amen. I will give you an invitation to Pastor Cherub. August and October, I will give you an invitation through him. I will not announce it here because this is not my platform. Amen. That will be an abuse of platform. You see, some of you, they invite you to places, and before you preach your message, say, I want to give an invitation. God bless you. We're organizing the program in our ministry. That's an abuse of platform. Let the man that invited you be the one to announce the program. I want to announce a program to you. You're going to be blessed. There's a program that we organize in our ministry. You, Kilo Day, were you the one that gathered the people? Oh no. Are you offended?
No.
If I offend you, it's offending you for you good. Say amen to that offense.
Amen.
God bless you. Hallelujah. Revelation chapter 19. Now let's read verse 10. Then we'll bring it to a close. Hallelujah. I wish I had time. I wanted to explain some things to you about the New Testament, so that you understand the New Testament. How, what is it that ended in the old? What is it that has not ended? What is it that is a continuation? Because you see, our generation today, we don't understand a lot of things, and as a result of that, we have muddled things together. There are some things we say, no, that one is Old Testament. And the truth of the matter is that, are you with me? Not everything that God started in the old ended with the old. There are things that are standing here. For instance, the holiness of God in the old is still the holiness of God in the new.
Yes,
I mean, if you understand what I'm saying.
Yes,
let's leave that. We'll come back to that some other time. But let's read this one. You, sir. He said, and I fell at his feet to worship him. Everybody, from my leg at Owole. Alagbara wole o. Alagbara wole o. Ekuro lona o. Alagbara wole. Launa kanta. Karababuli kina nukunduri ajana kankabili karu adam babilia. Ejiri wale konko alegada mani karadini yadu wale kankabalija. Ekuro lona o. Alagbara wole. Now actually I'm speaking in tongues and I'm just singing that song. Now you see, amen. Alagbara wala ni wabai. And people are still at the door. So called one. There are many songs we sing in hell. You see something the other time. Emi agbe yan mo sa lota, emi ke mi ni. Because ode ni awa ja nbe. Emi agbe wa mo tamure, inu amure lo wa ni. You know, some foolishness. And I see a lot of you don't want to parade that. When I see you do that, I'm like, "Where am I?" I know that my church knows when Prophet Abraham is in the church, you don't misbehave. You manifest nonsense, and we tell them to carry you out. Any man that wants to prophesy is not bigger than the church.
Yes.
As a matter of fact, the hands of God rested on you because the corporate anointing is there.
Yes,
so you are not bigger than us. Prophet is subject to the church authority, not the church subject to the prophet. And let me announce this to you. Before God makes you a prophet, you are first a sheep. So you need a shepherd. A prophet should submit to a pastor to teach him. Stop, you see, stop messing things up. Any prophet that has outgrown teaching should leave the ministry.
Yeah.
I fell at his feet to worship him, the angel that brought the revelation, because he has brought something so marvelous. You see, can I say this to you? By the grace of God, not all prophets have seen angels. Don't mind those people and say, Morima Lekaka, all of them, a greater number of them are lying.
You grow to the realm of seeing angels. You don't just see them because you have gifts.
Yes, sir.
That is here. You know what I'm saying? Daddy, ni bati si mubano lumanangeli. No! You grow in the prophetic to that level! I saw an angel now. You don't know this, a lie. You didn't see an angel. It's something. It is imaginary. You are painting a picture of one angel you saw in storybook. You see, when you see angels, I'm privileged to see them by the mercies of the Lord. Now, I didn't begin to see them. It was when I greet you. The first time I saw one angel, Daddy. Hey, angels are fearful. Then they manifest in the likeness of man like this. But when you see them, you are going to know that there's something extraordinary about this man. Are you with me? And eventually, when they open their mouth to speak to you, you are going to know that this is a being that is not from this realm. But when you see them in the way God created them, can I say this to you? Angels are spirit, they are being that don't have body. But they manifest in form of a body so that you can understand. Let's leave that. Are you blessed?
Yes, sir.
Now, when you see them, sometimes fear will grip you. You want to do what you should not do. That was exactly what happened to John. He said, a man that gave me all this kind of revelation. This man must be an extraordinary being. Let me bow down. What did he say? And he said to me, seest thou do it what? I am a fellow servant, a fellow angelos, a fellow maneku. For some people that is an Hebrew, an Aramaic. That word means I'm a fellow messenger like yourself. He now said, and that and of thy brethren that are of the testimony of who? Jesus. Worship you. For the testimony of Jesus. So I want to bring it to a close. Number one, know this, that Jesus is the benchmark for all prophetic ministry. So it means, are you with me now? Anything you don't see Jesus manifest, it is not prophetic. Are you with me now? It is occultic. And any prophecy that does not end in revealing who Christ is to a saint and to the church is not from Jesus. It's from the occultic realm. They can be accurate and precise, but I tell you the truth, accuracy is not a real test of genuine prophecy.
Oh yes.
It's part of it, but it is not all. Do you understand that?
Yes, sir.
Stand on your feet. God bless you. I want to do one thing before I sit down. I want God to put fire on the inside of you that will give back to genuine prophetic ministry. How many of you want that? Now you see, even if you are not a prophet, as a saint of God, the scriptures you are permitted to prophesy.
Yes.
Yes. Amen.
Amen.
So I want us to get that fire. Everybody close your eyes. Lalo, madam. Nadara. Eligadun naseli. Behulalea Bakara Natsuli Adalimon Yali Naradu Kuliba Ura Selika Rabadeli Kirama Selia Daradinia Shabi Odishe Olorun Ori Malade
sẹ́bí o ti ṣe níbàwọ́ ni o lárin wa aládá lẹ́rù masa ìyàbúdá ni ìyàdó náà alẹ́ kádìrí masa dílí kankaba yàtàrà masa nìyà ẹbí dunà ara lè kúlì yàdàbà wa tẹ̀lé nǹkan sàràdá alimaru wa kàtà ní garaba níyà aṣọ tí bàbá bá ní ọmọ àmà jogún ẹ ẹmí ẹlíjàgbà lé ẹmíṣà and he prayed on them and said receive the Holy Ghost therefore for everyone here now under the sound of Jesus speaking through this earthly and this earthen vessel I speak this hour let the fire of the prophetic be kindled on the inside of you now ẹmí ọlọ́run wá wọlé o wá wọlé o ayé ń bẹ ọkàn mi sí báyà olùwà wọlé wọlé ìgbàgbọ́ mi rọmọ ọ̀rọ̀ rẹ wọlé wọlé wà bá mi gbé o wà bá mi gbé títí ọmọ ohun tí ó fẹ́ ní ó fẹ́ wọlé o wọlé express your hunger to him 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 the new fire of the prophetic was born on the inside of me Lord yes the fire is falling now the fire is falling now the Holy Ghost is setting men ablaze the call of fire is being placed upon your tongue come let every faith be displaced